the traditions and the concepts. And while the concepts are a little bit more challenging to navigate for the uninitiated, get you a teacher, a mentor, a guide, and you will see the gems and jewels of the concepts come off the pages and how you can apply them in your life. But tonight, I'm going to share about how the traditions came alive in my life. Just a couple mentions about them before I get into them. One of them is we call a lot of things traditions, and I'd like you to consider calling those other things other than the 12 traditions customs. Because for uninitiated people and people who don't know, it looks like we got more than 12. And we don't. We have 12 traditions that are universal, but the customs of my group, I can guarantee you, are not necessarily the same customs of the same of a group that meets in the same location the next night. And so if I go from here and everything's a tradition, and then I go to that group, and they're not, of course, doing it right because they're not doing all the things we did. You see, it's the beautiful autonomy of the customs of that other group. So consider calling. They're so close. And in the outside world, it'd be fine. But in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, when you read the traditions, please read the numbers, okay? Because the audience does not know one from another in many cases. And please consider the traditions versus customs. Without the traditions, it's unlikely this would be happening here. We would have no cohesion. We'd have no unity. We'd have no singleness of purpose. We would be all over the board. And because of those traditions, when we wrote when the big book was published in 1939, in the foreword to first edition, it is loaded with traditions. They weren't called that. But it's so eerie, weird, spooky to me that they almost were prophetic for when they would be presented in April of 1946 in the Grapevine in what I call the original form. But it was forward to first edition was loaded with our traditions that just got expanded a few years later. And so we have our steps in 39, and our traditions are unanimously adopted in 1950, and our concepts were adopted by the conference in 1962. To me, there are three forms of the traditions. Short form, which is commonly read. Long form, which our group and some other groups I know read once a month, or maybe your group reads one a month every week. And then there's what I call the original. Now, in the original, there's a few wording changes. I don't know why they changed them from the April 46 version to what would be finally presented, but there were definite changes in some language. And so if you are, you know, if you've got the Grapevine and you've got all the electronic digital archives, access that. Because when they were first presented, they were called an Alcoholics Anonymous Tradition of Relations -12 points to assure our future. And haven't they? I almost wish when we announced, and now Joe will read the 12 traditions, we'd say, and now Joe will read the 12 points to assure our future. Because that is what they have done. Well, one of the things also that we do is we talk to new people about the traditions before we talk to them about the steps. Again, not in numerical form, but we let them know there are no ultimate authorities. There are no dues or fees for membership. We have group discussions on things. There's no big kahuna. That we keep outside politics and religion and stuff outside of the rooms. You don't have to worry about that. So we really talk to them along about tradition before we say, you know, you're going to have to pay all that money back. So we talked about traditions before we